Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, and we're holding Ayin Amid Beis, the last two, three lines, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kidesh Yodo Viraglov. He was Mekadesh Adayim Viraglayim after he finished the Avoidah of the Avoidah Spinim. Now he's about to do the Avoidah Chutz. Kohen Gadol went and had another two times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, again at Tevila. He did the third Avoida, which was his Ayil and the Eil Ha'am, also Esay Losay V'Esay Lasa'am. And then once again he went into the Mikvah to go and change again to the Big Lovan to take out the Kafu Macht. Says the Gemara, turn Rabban, Uvo Aron El Oyel Moyed. And Aaron goes into the oil moyed. Lamuva, what's he going into the oil moyed for? Says he, Molahoitzi is a kaf is a machta. The pasuk itself is silent why he went into the oil moyed. Oil moyed over here meaning not just the heichal but the kodesh kadosh. Doesn't say why he went in, but he went in to get the kafu machta. And then when he came out, Ufashad is big day abad. He took off his big day lavan and he changed again into the big day zohar. Says Yimor, Shekola Parsha Kula Nemra Ala Seyda, from the beginning of Achri Mois until this Pasik being Pasik Chof Gimel at the beginning of Parsha's Achri Mois, all the Pesukim until now Nemra Ala Seyda, everything was written exactly in a Mesudadika fashion, in sequence. Chutzu Pasik said this Pasik is out of sequence. So if Yimor, my time, what does Yimor mean that it's out of sequence? Let's do a quick Chazara of the five Avoidos. Avoidah number one was the Tamid Shul Shachar, like every single day of the year. Tamid Shul Shachar, very simple. And that, of course, included other things, Toidus and the Chavitin. Let's just talk Tamid Shul Shachar. Number two, that was the main function of the Kohen Gadol that day. Those were the Avoidah Shul Yoim, which included the Chafini HaKtoidus, the Fnai V'Lefnim, included the Par, included the Soyer, all of the Hazois Lefnai Lefnim, in front of the Paroiches, on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, etc., etc. All of that was part and parcel of the Avoida Sheinis, the second Avoida. And that was the Avoida that was done the Big Day Lovan. And that included also some minor Avoidas, if you will, including the Hagrola, including of the selection, and then eventually the sending of the Sor La'azazel, the Sor Mishnaleach. It also included the Kriya that we had in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, you don't have to do in the Big Day Lovan. Kohen Gadol wanted to, he could put on his kittel, etc. All of that was part of number two. Then number three, the Kohen Gadol did, Oilosai the Oilas Hu Om. That was his own aisle that he brought, and the aisle of Klal Yisrael. That was number three. Number four, we call it an Avoida, but really it wasn't an Avoida. It was, he put on the Big Day Lovan to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim and to remove the Kafu Machta, and that was it. And then finally, Avoida number five is the Tamid Shel Beinu Haboyim. Exactly where you slot in the Musafim, we spoke about that yesterday. Whether the Musafim was with the Tamid Shel Shachar, was in the middle, was it the Beinu Haboyim, did we split it up, 1 and 6, 6 and 1? You'll recall we had a nice discussion about that yesterday. But those are the five. Now, it doesn't mention a word about the Kafu Machta in the Torah. It just says, Uvo Arnel Oil Moid, Ufashit is Big Day Barashal Lavash Bavoya La Kodesh, Vinicham Sham. Now, Pashit, this is still a continuation of all of the Avoidas that he was doing in the Avoidas Panim until now. Because, for instance, if you go back a couple of Sukkim, let's go back the Moshul to Pasuk Yud Tes. That's still part and parcel of the parvis or sprinklings that we're doing on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. And then Vachilu Mekaper is the Kodesh, when he finishes all of the Kapar of the Kodesh, the Oil Moed and the Mizbeach, meaning the Hazois of the Par and Tzor, and then he's going to take the Tzor Mishnaleach. And what does he do with the Tzor Mishnaleach? Next Pasuk, he says a Vidui on the Tzor Mishnaleach. And then we send it with Ish Iti Hamidbara. All of this is still part and parcel of Avodah number two, where the Kohen Gadol is still wearing the Big Day Lavan. Then Pasuk Chav Yimu, Vo Aron El Oil Moed, Aron goes into the Oil Moed. Until this point, he was standing in the Azorah because he was making the video on the Sora Bishtalech, which is in the Azorah near the Shah Niknar. We send away the Ish-Iti and that Soyer, and the Harna comes back into the Oil Moid, and now he removes his big dig button. On the surface, this is still talking about Avodah number two. He took off his big day bud.
Remember, there's only three, not five.
That's exactly right. And then next pasuk Chof Dalet says, "Varochas the psor b'mayim b'mokum kodesh, v'lovesh es big kodav." And then the yotzva also say, "Los des oilas ha'am, v'chiper bade bade am." And that was number three. And therefore, pashit is that's all that they were. One, two, and three. One was the tumah shel shachar. Number two was all the avodas hayoyim, including the chafina, including the parvus soil, the hagrolas or mishtalech. All of that took place with the big day loven. And now, for the first time, he gets back into the big day zov again, and he brings a loss of oil asam. And then the psukim continue on that you have to go and bring also the tamashul ben aboyim and all the rest of the things that have to be done that day. So that's how you could learn Parshat Pshat. However, the Gemara doesn't learn like that. The Gemara says, take Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet and reverse the order. And therefore, what happened after Chav Beis, after sending away the Sor Mishtaleach, then the Kohen Gadol went for Rochas Sor B'mayim and Mokum Kodesh, Lovish is Begodol, he put on the big day Zob for Avodah number three. And what was Avodah number three? Oilos V'yis Oilos Ha'om. When he's finished with that, then he goes back to Pasuk Chav Gimel to do Avodah number four, which wasn't really an Avodah, but that was Uvo'ar El Oil Moed, to take out the Kaf U'machto. After he finished that, he takes off his big dehabad, and then he's going to do number five, which is going to be the Tumah Shebein Aboyim, Gusafim, whatever is left for that day, Meitav Samanoira, bringing the daily Ktoiris, etc., etc. So, we had to reverse Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Why do we have to reverse them? They were doing perfectly the way they were. Zogti Gemara, my timer. Why did I have to take this pasuk out of sequence? Amar Rav Chisda, because Gemira, because we have a Kabbalah that Chomish Tevilas Vatzara Kiddush and Toivah Koyin Gadol Mekadosh Boy Bayoyin. That is five and ten, five Tevilas and ten Kiddush Time Raglayim. Liam, let's have a wonderful day. Then. Thanks for joining us. Liam, Riskis Sidron Ksivi. And if you're going to tell me everything is written exactly in order, including these Psukim of Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, Vemishkachas Lele Shalish Tevilos Vishisha Kiddushin, like we just said now. Because after the Tomisho Shachar, that was one, and then the Avodah Sayoim, including everything, including if you have to remove the Kafu Machta, fine, take it out, Kafu Machta, it's all part of Avodah Sayoim, that's number two. And then number three, we're going to get the loss of our Eliyahu Sa'am, and then we're never going to have four and five, because there's not going to be another reason. There'll be more Avodahs still on the agenda besides the loss of our Eliyahu Sa'am, but none of them involve going into the Kodesh Kadoshim and putting back on the big day Lavan, and so therefore there are only going to be three Tvilois and six Kiddushin. To be able to manufacture five and ten, we have to go and take Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, reverse the order, we make a new Avodah called the Kafu Machta Avodah, which is going to be Avodah number four, and as a result we'll have five altogether.
So we'll have the three that we originally had, and then we're going to add on four when he does the three, like to take it off the big day Tahara, put it on the big day Bad, and then when he takes off the big day Bad, those are the two extra.
Okay, so the two extra are, if you were going straight according to Lashon HaGemara, number one would be Tamash Shoshach. Number two is Avodah Shel Yayin. That's about the Big Day Zohar. He takes off Big Day Zohar, puts on the Big Day Lovin to do number two. That's for Avodah Shel Yayin. Number three, he does a loss of Oila Sa'am, which was outside of the Heichal in the Azara. So again, he put on the Big Day Zohar. After that, I mean, that would be the way you could learn Pashup Shat the Pasik, and we're done. He doesn't have to do any more changes, any more Kiddush Adam Raglaim, any more Tfilais, we're finished. However, since it's a Kabbalah, there's a five altogether, what we have to do is now take number two and split it. What are we going to split? We're going to take off the very final act of removal of the Kaf and Machta. Instead of having that as part of the package of Avodah Siyam number two, we're going to go and transfer that and delay it and make that number four. So the loss of Avodah Siyam is going to be number three, like it says in the Pasuk, that's fine. But after that, we're not going to continue on with all the Avodahs with the Big Day Zohar outside the Heichal, but we're going to have a short Avodah called removal of the Kaf and Machta. since you have to go to Kodesh Kodesh for that purpose, you have to put again back on the big day. Lavan, so that would be number four. Then when he comes out, he's going to do number five, all the remaining avoiders for that day, the big day zav, which will be the Karban Tomei Shel Ben Aboyim, Musafin, to the extent we didn't do Musafin yet, to the extent there was no Haktoras Ayman, we'll do that now. All those things that haven't been done yet, there'll be Hatova Samanoira, we'll have the daily second Ketoras in the afternoon, etc., etc. Getting back to our Gemara now, so to be able to effect that, we have to switch around Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, because Chav Gimel talks about the Kaful Machta, doesn't say it, but that's how the Gemara interprets it, and that could not be before Chav Dalet, that had to be after Chav Dalet. So switch around Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, those two psukim. They are fine. Zok the Gemara, Mask of the Rav Zeira, I agree that we need somehow to create a mechanism of the five tvilois and the ten kiddush adayim v'raglayim. But who says that we have to do it by reversing chav gimel and chav dalet? Leave chav gimel and chav dalet the way they are. The dilma mafsik lei b'sor anasa b'chut. Let's go and import from Parshas Pinchas, where we learned yesterday that there were many musafim that were brought on Yom Kippur, including one par, one ayil, seven kvasim, and one soir. That's the sor hanasa b'chutz, not to be confused with the sor hamishtalech. Nasa b'chutz meaning that you make it like a regular soir in the azorah on the mizbeach achitzoin. Let that be number three. Does it mention anywhere in the psukim? No. But after all, it doesn't say anywhere in Pasuk Chav Gimel about the Kaf Umachta either. But Chazal say that I have no choice. I have to find a fourth avoider we're going to put on again the big day Lavan. So says, you want to have an excellent idea. Between Psukim, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel, let's add another Pasuk, or at least another avoider. And that avoider is bring the Sur HaNasa Bachut. That'll be your avoider number three. To be able to do the Sur HaNasa Bachut, you have to take off the big day Lavan. Fine, take over the big day 11, number 3, Sir Nasim Chutz. After we're finished with that Sawyer, let's go now to take out the Kafa Machta, put back on again the big day 11, and after that we'll do the Oilos of Oilos Am, that'll be number 5. And everything will be great. We'll have 5 Avoiders, 5 Tvilis, 10 Kirshidayim V'raglayim, and Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet remain exactly in sequence they were until now. As we break to observe.
What is Kafa Machta?
Kafu Machta means that when the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh Kedoshim to be Makdeh the Ktores, the incense, in one hand he had the fire pan in which he had the Kecholim, the charcoal, the hot coals from the Mizbeach, and the other one was a Kaf, which was a similar to a very large ladle in which he had a huge amount of Ktores, which afterwards he had to spill over and be Makdeh inside the Kodesh Kedoshim.
So,
no problem. Inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, everything was done with
right. Big Day Lava.
I'm not sure what you're referring to. It was a machlokas between the Purushim and the Tzedokim, exactly how they effected the Ketores. According to the Tzedokim, you put the Ketores on before you went into the Kodesh Kedoshim. But that's not what you're referring to.
I'm referring to the question of when you, what a voter required Big Day Lavan.
Okay.
And what the voters.
The Chafinas Akhtarius required Big Day Lavan.
Correct. But what was the principle? The principle of whether.
Anything inside the Heichel and Kodesh Kedoshim, which was particular to Yom Kippur, you had to wear Big Day Lavan. What you may be referring to is that there were some adjunct avoidus which would be the Lavan Bachutz, that even though he left the Kodesh Kedoshim and he left the Heichel and he's going into the Azara, he continues to wear the Big Day Lavan. For what purpose? The Moshul Ben Hagrola took place in the Azara. They go pouring out the Shvicha Shiraim on the Yisrael Mizbeach was done with the Big Day Lavan. The Vidui on the Sar Mishtalech was done with Big Day Lavan. These were all done Bachutz inside the Azara, but he's still wearing the Big Day Lavan.
So here, in this case, though,
the Sor HaNasa B'chutz, that's a typical Musafik type of Chatos, like every single Yom Tov. You always bring Tzir Chatos Echad, Tzir Izim Echad Chatos, that's on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You always bring that sort of Chatos. That would be Big Day Zohar, because that's nothing to do with the Heichel, nothing to do with the Kodesh Kedoshim. Strictly speaking, only inside the Azara. You very well. So therefore, we'd have five altogether. Says Reb Zeira, we don't have to go and take Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet out of sequence. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, good try, Reb Zeira, but I have a raya that we cannot do that. Because Omer Krah says in the pasuk the Yotza, the Osa as a losoi. That is again pasuk of Dalit, that he left, he exited, and he did his carbon oila. Now, why does it say the Yotza? It could have simply said, Barachas Psar Bamayim and Makum Kodesh, Velovishes Vigodav, the Osa as a losoi. What's it there? Yotza. So it's more Mitziri Shoina. Ah, this is the first time he's leaving now the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal and all the other avoidos in which he is wearing his Big Day Lovan. For the first time he's going out now to, presumably to the Mikvah and to the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, to be able to go and do the Eloi, the El Ha'am. The Ikkah that Abai is trying to tell us is that since we didn't have this Viyotza previously in this sequence of avoidos, yes, there was a pasuk early, Viyotza on Mizbeach, that's true, but since that time, when we're now changing gears from avoidos pinimiyos, the avoidah b'bigdei lovan, to the avoidah b'bigdei zov, this is the first time that there's a yitziyah miketaros. Ah, if that's the case, then that must be avoidah number three. We cannot say that the Surah Nasa B'chutz is number three, because it doesn't say V'yotza over there, it says V'yotza over here. That's the first time you're leaving the Avoidus Pinimiyos, the Big Day Lovan, to do Eila V'Eila Om, and that therefore is number three. Yeah, but what about the Kaf Macht? The Kaf Macht is in Pasuk Chav Gimel. So I have no choice, I have to reverse Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet was V'yotza, he left Taka the Big Day Lovan to do the Eilos V'Eila Sa'av. And then after that, he went back to Pasuk Chav Gimel V'Arn El Oyel Moed to take out the Kaf Macht. That required, of course, putting on the Big Day Lovan again, and that would be number four. And then ultimately, number five will be the later things. So that is the Teretz of Abaye L'Chayda, good effort. Rav Omar Omakra. Now Rav is coming to answer the original question that the Gemara posed on the second line, and that was my timer. Why do you have to say that Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet are out of oil? Says Rav, I'll tell you why. Omakra says in the pasuk, Ufoshad, he takes off the Big Day Bud. This is in pasuk Chav Gimel again. Ufoshad is Big Day Bud. Ashalovash Bavoyel HaKodesh. He took off the Big Day Lovan, Ashalovash, that he was wearing. And the Gemara asks, is it necessary to say Ashalovash that he was wearing? Zakti Mar, can you take off clothing that you're not wearing? If I have clothing in my drawer, in the dresser, can I take those off? Obviously, I'm not wearing them. Says Zakti Mar, the words ashalovash are superfluous, because klum adam poishet al mashalovish. Of course, you took off the begadim that you're wearing. You can't take off the begadim that you're not wearing. Elamata malay mashalovash shalovash kvar. It tells us that this is not the first time he's wearing these begadim today. This is already the second time he's wearing the begadim today. When did he ever put on the Big Day Lovan a second time? He only needed the Big Day Lovan the first time to do all the avodas hayom, the chafin, the saktoyes, and the par, and the sar, and the agrola, and all the other stuff. When did he have to put on a second time? Oh, I'll tell you. For the kafel machta, he had to put it on a second time. Therefore, says Rav, that's the makar, that's how I know Uva Arl Oyel Moed is referring to the kafel machta. For that, you have to put on the Big Day Lovan a second time to go into the Kodesh Kadashim. But now Ufoshad, the Big Day Lovan, Ashalovash, now he takes off the Big Day Lovan that he had previously worn that day, and now he wore for a second time to take the kafel machta, and now he removes those clothing now for the second time. So Rav says, that's the makar that we know that it's five avoiders and not three avoiders. Good. Maskel Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Freit Rabba Rav Shila, the Eima to Mafsikli Besora Nasim Bechutz, the same kasha that we had before, meaning the same kasha that Maskel Rav Zeira, that Rav Zeira asked. Rabba Rav Shila now is asking, what's his kasha? Fine, I understand. Like the Gemara said, according to Rav Chisda, and I understand Rava, you're all trying to tell me that we have to reverse Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, because Al Karcha Chav Gimel is talking about wearing the Big Day Lovan the second time and removing them the second time. When did he put it on? For the Kafel Machta. So didn't he wear it before by the void is finim? Yeah. But between the void is finim and the kaf machta, there was another avoid in between. Which one was that? That's pasuk chav dalit. That's pasuk say loss of yes oil sa'am. And that's why we had to switch chav kimel and chav dalit. And therefore the Gemara asked the same kashas again. The same kashas before. Daimid the mafsik lay besar nasa v'chutz. Leave chav kimel and chav dalit in their sequence exactly like it says. And now just insert before pasuk chav gimel a new pasuk chav beis and a half. That will be a pasuk that tells us that he had to go and do the sur hanasa b'chutz outside of the azar, and that's why that was number three. And then pasuk chav dalit, I'm sorry, pasuk chav gimel will be that he took out the kafel macht and he put on the pink delovin for that kafel machta and leave chav gimel and chav dalit in order, same kash as before. Says he more, I can't be because of oksiv. The Yotzah also, since it says by the Allah's father's on the Yotzah, and the Gemara already said before that's Yetzir Rishoyin, and that's the first time he went out from the Avodas Hayoyim to do something else. Al Korchov, Chav Dalet must come before Chav Gimel.
What did this repetition of Rabbi Bar Shila add that the Maskil of Rav Zera didn't already address? I'm waiting for some.
This apparently took place at two separate occasions. In other words, you want to ask my time, what's the basis of saying that Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet were out of place? So Rav Chizkiya said, I have no choice because I have this Kabbalah, this Masoira, this halacha l'moish mesina that they're 5 and 10. So then the Gemara said, okay, I accept that, says Rav Zera. However, who says that Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet have to be reversed? Throw in Sir Nas B'chutz, I'm going to buy the Yotz B'asoy L'asoy. Perhaps on a separate occasion, Rava said, Rabbeisai, I have another great reason. And the reason is because of Vashavashalavash. That tells me that he wore it twice.
So he's responding to Rava's drasha, Rava Roshila.
Exactly.
Okay, I see.
L'choira, your question is still a good question. Rav Zera could have said, Rava, your drasha is beautiful. I love it. It's great. Even better than Rav Chizkiya's drasha. But I still have the same question. So apparently this took place on a different occasion, a week later, a month later, in a different besmedish, whatever, that Rava said his drasha, which is great. Rabbi Rav Shila asked the same question that Rav Zera asked before, and the Gemara gave the same answer as Abaye gave before. Good. Zochti Gemara v'chala parsha kula nemra ala seder. You just got finished saying at the top of the Yomid, remember we started off today's blot by saying all the parishes kulanem ala seder, except for chav gimel chav dal. Those are the only psukim. Those are the only ones that have to be reversed. Frank Timura, I'm going to show you that there are other psukim that also have to be reversed. Vakroi ksimi, I have the eschelav hachatas yakter hamizbecha, the hoda veis parachatas veisirachatas. What is that? So let's continue down beyond chav gimel and chav dalit, and let's go now to pasik chav hei. The Chelev HaChatas, of course, is referring to the Chalovin, the Aymarin, that they had from the two Chatois that we spoke about at the very outset, the Par, the Soir, where all of the Hazois have been done inside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kodoshim. And, as you recall, the Kohen Gadol, went and he opened up the belly of the par soil, took out the iron, put in a special kli, I think the Mishnah called it a magus, and left it there. Originally the Mishnah said, Vihiktira, and the Gemara said, nah, it's too premature. Lihaktira, we're going to be makter later on. And now we're being makter that chelev achatas from the two chatois that we had before, yakter mizbech. Okay, very good. And then skip a pasuk and let's go to pasuk chav zayin. Those parvachatos that we were just talking about. Take them out. Okay. To me it sounds great. Who says that they are out of order? No, they are out of order. How do I know they're out of order? Let's go back to Gemara. The Ilu Anantanan, the second white line. When the Kohen Gadol was reading from the Torah, he was reading from Parshas Achrimois and Parshas Emor, like we learned about in the Mishnah. Anybody who was present watching the Kohen Gadol laning, he was not able to see the Par Besor as they are being burned. Why not? So the Mishnah said, not because he's not allowed to, but physically it's impossible to be on two places simultaneously. These are two things which are going on at the same time. The Kohen Gadol is reading from the Torah, and at the same time, the Par V'Soyer are being burned, Michus HaMachna. in Emurichatas, was a Hachpachi Makdalahu. And the Emurichatas, however, were only done subsequent to the Kriyas HaTorah. And if it was done subsequent to the Kriyas HaTorah, then by definition it was done subsequent to the Parvisoir being burned Michos Lamachne. How do I know that that's the case? Because Rashi brings that we already said earlier in yesterday's Gemara that Kuli Alma Moida, that when were the Emure Chatas burned? They were burned together with the Eloi the El Ha'am. We had that yesterday in the Gemara. Yeah, did we have that yesterday in the Gemara? That the Emure Chatas were burned at the same time? Let's take a look. When the Gemara was going through the entire order of everything being burned, here on the bottom of Ayin Amid Aleph, remember, six lines from the bottom. Esu beimler blez the beimler abkiva emuri chatas emes over the when did they burn the emuri chatas amar over the mishkachas on the kafkanta eler blez the tana or abkiva the tisefta. And then we go to the brayso of Tanur Rebbe Shmuel. The blez the oyim yotzvasa elosoi eloi the elo am and the emuri chatas. Three lines from the bottom of the omid, the emuri chatas were done at avoida number three. That's the elo the elo am. That's when he did it. And Rebbe Akiva agrees to that. Meaning that that's the case. So that was by avoidance number three. The Kohen Gadol, when he's reading, he's still at the end of avoidance number two. That's why he's still wearing his Big Day Lavan. Or he could switch, if he wants to his kittel. But otherwise, Big Day Lavan. So we see that that's taking place at the end of number two. And the Parvisora being burned at that time, and that's why one person couldn't be there simultaneously. And now the Kohen Gadol takes off and changes from the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav, and that's when he brings the Eila the Eila on, and that's when he brings the Emuri Chatas. So you see, the Emuri Chatas was after the Parvisor HaNisrafim. And therefore, we go back to Pasuk Chofei and Pasuk Chof Zayin. Pasuk Chof Zayin preceded in sequence Pasuk Chofei. And that being the question, why did you just tell me that only Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet are out of order? After all, Chav Hei and Chav Zayim are also out of order. As they freak the Yomara, says Yomara, you know, you have a very good point. Eima chutz mi pasuk zeh the eilach einach anami. It's not only like the Yomara said at the very top of the Amud. All the parsha kula nemar al seder zeh chutz mi pasuk zeh chutz mi pasuk zeh. Etc. This one plus another one. The other one is the Chafei and the Chavzayin, which are also out of order. Freitimar umay choses to mishabshes kroy shabish masnisa. If your kasha is that based on the mishnayos that we've been learning, that it appears that Chavzayin comes before Chafei, and that's why you're willing to go and say that the psukim are out of order, why don't you say that the psukim are in order and that the Mishnah is out of order? Yeah. In other words, that the Mishnah is saying something which is incorrect.
Because you don't have to sacrifice the five tefillos and the 10 kishud amraglayim and be consistent.
Exactly right. So therefore, say that the Mishnah is a little bit out of order, and when the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol was laying at the same time as the Parvisor and Nisrofen, that will appear to be a mistake, because the Parvisor and Nisrofen couldn't be at that time, because the Haktoris Eimurim had to be before that, and the Haktoris Eimurim had to be done by avoiding number three, and so therefore there's a problem with the Mishnah, not that there's a problem with the Psukim. No, that cannot be, because Omakra, look at the Pasuk, Vamishaleach, Vahasoyreif, Vamishaleach to Meikara, Avsoyreif to Meikara. What's the Gemara saying? Let's now look at Pasuk Chovav that we skipped over before. That this pasuk also appears after pasuk chofei, and then skip down to pasuk chofches. This is referring to the par v'soir, the person who took them out, the people who took them out to go and burn michutz l'machne. They also had to go and travel themselves. Now all of these psukim, chavov, chavzayin, and chavches, the Gemara is looking at as all being within the same sequence, all the same time period. V'mishaleach, the person that went out with his ishiti, sura mishaleach, and then the other kohanim that took out the parachatas and tzirachatas to go and burn michus l'machne, all that is taking place at one time. And if you agree with that premise, all of that had to take place before pasuk chavhei. So you're saying, what's the riot that took place before Pasuk Chofei? because Pasuk Chavav, the Hamshaleach, this took place already three Pesukim earlier. Let's go back to Pasuk Chav Aleph. At the end of Pasuk Chav Aleph, after the Vidoy, it says Veshilach Biat Ish Iti Hamidbara, that the Kohen Gadol sent the Tzorim Mishtaleach with that Ish Iti. See, he's already left in Pasuk Chav Aleph, and you're agreeing that this already took place. And just to go and strengthen it, look in the next pasuk, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'nasa Sora Olov, this Sora Mishtalech took with it all Avnei Yisrael al Eretz Gezeira, v'shilach es Sora b'Midbar, and it was sent out of it. It was sent, Raboisai, I'm telling you, it went, it was sent already. I said, what is this for HaMishaleach? The Mishaleach, Rashi says, it's like a person who's telling a story who took a break and went off on a side note. He said, let's go back to what we were talking about before. Before we were talking about the Mishaleach. Don't forget about the Mishaleach. And don't forget about those that took out the power and the Sor Chatos to go and burn outside. Since I see from the Psukim Chof Aleph Chof Beis that the Shiluach, the descending of the Sor already took place prior to Pasuk Chav Hey, the Haktoras Hu Emurim, so then the Chavav also took place prior. Only thing is, the Pasuk is telling you that after he came back Mitoch HaMachna, then he had to do Kibbutz Begodim. But the fact of the Mishaleach is what took place already previously. And since it follows up with Chavav and Chav Zayin, Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, the Gemara is assuming that those also took place more or less at the same time contemporaneously, and that all of that took place before the Chelev HaChatas. Let's take a look at the Gemara again. Zok Abaye, Abaye, Omer Abaye, Omer Krova Mishaleach. And it says Vahasoidev, Ma Mishaleach Meikora. Just like the reference to Mishaleach is really a reference to something that started off pre Haktoras Eimurim, Afsoidev Meikora, the Soidev also took place previously. Frankimor, who says, Adarab? Why don't you go and say just like the Soidef appears after Haktoras Emurim? So maybe the Mishalech also took place after the Haktoras Emurim. The wording of Amishalech sounds like a person that was in the middle of a story and he was telling what was going on. He took a break for a moment to get off on a side track to go and talk about the Kafu Machtan, the Olas Mori Lasa'am, and the Haktoras Emurim. And he said, oh, and don't forget, remember we were talking 5 minutes ago, the Mishaleach, HaMishaleach, the Meikar Mashma. And since HaMishaleach is Meikar Mashma, and then you have the Vavin of Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, the Eis Parachat, the Asoidev, therefore we assume that all of this took place at one time, pre Haktoras Emurim. Now what Barry is going to ask is that there is no stira between the fact that previously we said that the Shilach is a Sorb and Midbar took place before the Haktoras Emurim, and the Mishaleach is a Sorb appears afterwards, because here it's talking about the Kibbutz Begodim.
Exactly.
That's why I'm telling you that's your question.
I mean, this is not at all dependent on anything that the Kohen Gadol is doing. This is depending on how fast he's coming back from the Sukkah. After tossing the
exactly.
So there's no the timing of it is completely independent of what the Kohen Gadol is doing.
Beautiful. And not only that, he couldn't even return immediately.
Right.
Recall we learned in the Mishnah, he stopped at that first Sukkah or the last Sukkah.
Right. And he waited there until to break his fast.
Exactly.
Right.
Very good. So I see you're not happy with the Bais Tetz, right. And that's why you have another Tetz. Rava Amar. Amakra, it says about the Sar Mishtalech that it's Yom El Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. Now, Yom El Chai has to be standing alive. And Masi Yehei Zokel Hamel Chai. How long? Achas Kapar. Since the Pasuk says Yom El Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav, Lechaper Olav, even though that Pasuk, the Kapar of Pasuk is talking about the Kapar that is effected by the Sar HaMishtaleach, and nevertheless, the Gemara learns that Lechaper Olav is referring to the Kaparas Domim that is being effected by its mate, by the other Soir, as well as by the Har. Until that Kapora is done, you, the Soir HaMishtaleach, you have to be standing Chai. After the Kapora is done, is taking place, even if the Soir HaMishtaleach with the Paiger, even if it would die on the spot, you no longer need it anymore. It's not Ma'akev, the Shluch is not Ma'akev, and you already have the benefit of the atonement. So talk to you more. The Amos Shas Kapar. What Shas Kapar are we talking about? Shas Matan Domin the Suloi. It has to be there, standing, ready, willing, and able until the Matan Domin. So when the Matan Domin are completed, now we do the Shiluach of the Sar HaMishtaleach. since we do the Shiluach of Tzorim Mishtoleach, that took place before the Emurei Chatos. That took place at the time of the finishing off of the Kaparim Damim, at the end of Avodah number 2, before the Eilas V'Eilas Ha'am, and the burning of the Emurim, which is Avodah number 3. And so therefore, Vayter Araya, that this all took place pre-Avodah number 3, and therefore it must be then that the Eis Chelev Achat Yakim Mizbecha is out of order, because this took place after the Sreifa of the Parchatas and the Sirchatas, and not before.
So at the end of Avodah number 2, the Kohen Gadol is in the end of Avodah number 2, wearing his big day lavan.
Correct.
He's reading from the Torah, while the Purim and Nisroch and Nisroch are being burnt outside.
Correct.
And now we're saying, and therefore...
And then post that, when all of that is completed,
right,
the Kohen Gadol is going to go and put on his big day
zav to do the Seir...
The Oila Sa'am, as well as the Haktoras Eimurim.
Right.
Haktoras Eimurim is in Pasuk Chav, hey, however, the sending out of the people that are taking the par besor and carting it out to be burned outside Yerushalayim, that's in Pasuk Chav Zayin. Beis parachatas, sirachatas, shehu bezdom lekapa bekodesh, yotzei mechutz lamachne. So this happening. That's happening now. It happened already before.
Right,
the Kohen Gadol was reading.
Right.
Says the Chasimim that Chav Zayin comes before Chav Hey. Therefore, I have now two psukim that are out of order in Parshas Achrimos. I have the initial pasuk that we spoke about, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, should be switched around,
right,
as well as Chav Zayin and Chav Hey should be switched around, because the Parachatas and Sirachatas burned prior to the burning of Haktoras Emorin, which was part of Avodah number 3. And with this, we have completed the somewhat complex sequence of all the psukim, and from here until the bottom of the Yomit, under the Yomit base, we go into a little bit of a Akat.
Avodah number
3,
then that was the, well,
Shia Pekah
from
Akhtar? No, it's number 4. That's 4.
Right.
So then he was reading his
which is number 2.
So then number 3.
Oh, you lost Ma'ilah Sa'am. And the
Murichatas,
that was Big Zahav. And then again, back to Big Zahav. 1, 3, and 5 were Big Zahav. 2 and 4 were Big Zahav.
According to the sequence, when did he do the Musaf, the Seir for the
Musaf? That was yesterday's Machloikis.
The question is just the Seir of the Musaf, though. That's the
Seir of the Musaf, that itself was a Machloikis.
Okay, don't overview. I can look it up. I'm not going to tax you. Go ahead.
You're not taxing me at all. If you go back to Ayin Amid Aleph, look at three lines from the bottom, the Blazer Oimer, Yotzva Asa Eila Ve'Eila Am, that was Neymuri Chatlis, that's number 3. Avapara Oila, Shimas Chos, Zernaza Bachot, and Tomashal Ben Abway.
That was number 5.
That's number 5. And that's according to the Bless. And then according to Rebbe Kiva talks about the Zernaza Bachot on the Amid Beis. Yachach Zernaza Bachot, Shinemar, Zer Zirizim Echad Chatlis, Mubat Chatlis Akipurim. The Achach Eilav Eilam, which means at number 3, instead of Eilav Eilam being the first, and then Sir Nas Bechutz came first, and then the Eilav Eilam, all brought up
number 3,
as well as Murechatas, number 3. So you have Machlokes, whether was that 1, or whether was that number 5, or number 3, right? According to the Blazer, it was all the way at the end, number 5, and according to the Kiva, it was number 3. Getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara tells us now, what happened? We ended off with Suloi, and that was the end of that discussion. Now the Gemara says, "Osi Mishalech Matzoi Vashuk L'Koyin Gadol." Mishalech is the person, the Ish Iti, who sends out the Sar Mishalech, and now he meets the Koyin Gadol. When did he meet him? Did he meet him that day? Says Rashi, no, the Yom HaMachos, it had to be the next day. Because remember, the Ish Iti stayed there in that final Sukkah, and he didn't walk back. He rested 11 mil until that night, and perhaps he stayed overnight. So he only met the Kohen Gadol the next day. So if he found the Bashuk outside in the open, Oimel, he says to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichuscha, we did your Shlichus. We took him to Sarah Mishtalech, and we did exactly what we're supposed to do. But so if, however, he met the Kohen Gadol in his home, Oimel, then he says, Machai Chayim, Asinu Shlichusai. Chai Chaim is referring, of course, to the Rabbi Nishloilam. The Rabbi Nishloilam Asina, we did his shlichus. Why are we changing the Lashon from the Shuk to the Bayis? So says Rashi, that the reason why in the Shuk he says Ishi Kohen Gadol, because we're assuming that the Kohen Gadol did not walk by himself, but he walked with a delegation, with many other people crowded around next to the Kohen Gadol. Now he wants to give kavod to the Kohen Gadol in front of all these people, and he says, Rabbi Isai, my master, our master, the Kohen Gadol, we did your shlichus. And the Kohen Gadol feels so good that Baruch Hashem, the mission that he had sent the Ish Iti on, Baruch Hashem was Matzliach, it's tefrid, everything is
so
great.
He knew that from the flag, very
and the lessons is a horus.
Ein dome shmiel l'ir. It's one thing that you see it and hear the flags. It's another thing to see the actual Ish Iti coming back and saying, I am a live witness.
Adis.
Exactly. But if you found them at home, there is no delegation. It's just basically the Kohen Gadol with a couple of his family members. And then he gives tribute to Hashem, because after all, it's Hashem that sent out, gave us this mitzvah of sending out the Sarah Mishtalech. That's Machai Chaim, Asinu Shlichusai. There's a fascinating Rishash that quotes a fascinating Marsha, that quotes a fascinating Chizkuni, that quotes from the Medrash. What do we have in the Medrash? What is this lashon here of Machai Chaim? What was it in Machai Chaim? So the Marsha gives a pshat. The Rishash says, I don't particularly like that pshat. I find it's a doichik pshat. But I'm going to tell you about a Marsha back on the Samach Vov on the base. Where in Samach Vov on the base, the Marsha quotes a Chizkuni, who quotes a Medrash. That Medrash says that the Ish Iti that they chose on an annual basis was a person that unfortunately had been mazel, and they were able to see the mazel, that this person is not going to live out that year. Just like the Sora HaMishtaleach didn't live out the year, died on the spot on Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, the Ish Iti also, they could tell from the mazoles that he is not going to live out the year. That's the person that they chose, so that it would be, you know, Matzah Minas Minoi type of situation. Whoever did the selection. The people that did the selection, if you want to take a look at
this. This wasn't a pious. This wasn't a pious. No one was volunteering to be this guy.
Yeah. More here.
Okay.
Yishimara.
Yumud of Samach Vov on the days.
You're
doing the Marsha? I'm bringing you the Marsha. The Rishash quotes it over here. It's Marsha already on Samach Vov on the days. They have a key to the Sayyaf, Oyma the Ogas, Ma'ala Hatsu, 20 Ma'ala Oyma Bo. Okay. This Gemara is referring to, you'll recall, that they asked Reb Shimon a number of questions, and Reb Shimon was somewhat evasive,
right.
And not because he wanted to be evasive, yeah, because he never said a psak aloha, but he didn't hear from his Rebbe. If you look in my Gemara, it's Samach Vov on the base. There's a very long first piece of the Marsha. My Gemara is three lines from the bottom of the Amud. If the Mishaleach is unfortunately sick, should we go and give the Sawyer a Mishaleach with another Shaleach? The Heshiva Bia Medrish, the Dio Hachis Kuni, Ish Iti Mizuman Lomus Ba'oisa Shana. The Ish Iti, unfortunately, was Mizuman, was Muchan to go and pass away that year. So Yadu Lahem, they knew Ali de Chochmas Hamazolois. They knew that that's what was going to happen. Well, and that's why he, the Reb Shimon, responded to them. You don't have to ask that question, because I and you, Mech Hashem, we're going to live through the year. Unfortunately, he's going to go and pass away. And that's why, says the Marsha, you recall the famous Gemara, the end of Masechtas Brachos, that when a person passes away, you say to him, Lech Bisholem. However, if you see a person that's alive, you go and say, Lech Lisholem. What's the difference between Bisholem and Lisholem? Bisholem means whatever shlemus that you were able to accomplish on this world, that will stay with you. In the future, you cannot accomplish anything because the person passed away. But a person is alive, we can go and say to Lech Rishalim, because he will still have the power and ability to continue in his shleimus. If you give him a bracha, Lech Rishalim should continue doing more and more and more. So this is the Marsha there back on Samach Rav Mepes that brought that Medrash and the Chizkuni. You didn't find it in yours? I'll show it to you.
I have it, but I can't find one.
Because it's long. You have to go about 10 lines, 12 lines in. Now we'll go with both.
Here, it starts here.
Notice the Marsha said, doesn't say he found the Medrash himself. He said the Chizkuni quotes this Medrash. Why am I bringing this to your attention? As you'll see in a moment. Now, if you want to turn to Hagoyis Nechidushim, this is the Rishash. It's on page Mem Zayin in the back. You have to go to Rishash. On our Gemara, he says, Mechay Chayim. This is, in our Gemara here, it's Hagoyis Nechidushim Daf Mem Zayin. Yours may be slightly different. But on our Daf Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph, Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph.
There's a little small font.
Small font. Mechay Chayim Asini Shlichusai. Do you have that? It's on the
yes.
Okay.
Ayin Chik.
Ayin Chidushia Godois. Chidushia Godois is a reference to the Marsha. Shenich Nidchak Al Toar Zevikan. Why does he refer to Hashem as being the Mechay Chayim? Vula Yesh Lafarish. Al Pi Shehedi Hachidushia Godois Lael. Based on Chidushia Godois is a reference to the Marsha. Early in Daf Samuel. Vishem Achizkuni. Shehedi Medrish. And now the Rishash says with some humility, in parentheses, because of my shvacha bekiras, the Rishash knew the color terikul on his fingertips. But because of me at bekiras, like matzasi medeshava, I didn't find the medeshava. And note that the Marsha also didn't quote the medesh directly, because apparently it wasn't in his medesh either. He quoted the Chizkuni that quoted the medesh. That the Mishaleach unfortunately typically never lived through the year. This is a tefillah. I did your shlichus. I did what you wanted me to do. Please, be mechayeh chayim. Let me live another year to be able to do it perhaps next year and in future years. Beautiful Rishash based on that Chizkuni.
How did that work?
That we don't know.
Maybe that's what
we know, that he was misspelled. Now you're going to tell me, but the Mazel already declared that he would not live. But Morris says in Masechta Shabbos, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Zocht Rashi. What do you mean, Ein Mazel Yisrael? Everybody has a Mazel. Says Rashi, through a person's tefillis and his Mazel Toivim, he can go and change his Mazel. That's why he's saying, Rabbi Yisrael, I know my Mazel is bad. I know that's why I was selected to be the Ish Iti. Mechaye Chaim. Please give me life so I should be able to live another year. Huh. And look,
yep.
It's a beautiful issue.
So this guy was a no-fall, so to speak. Or he can't have a lot of coaches to go out all the way to 12 or 10.
You find some people that are strong as an ox, right, and then they pass away, cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
It happens.
They got to find a guy who...
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next command. Amar Rabba. So now, because we talked about this Mechayeh Chayim, we have Nochash Tikla Gadot about this. So the Gemara, Omer Rabba, Kindistri, Rabbanim, Mehatoli, Bebobadisa. When the Talmidim at the end of Nisman, right, at the end of, before Ben Nismanim, everybody's going home from the yeshiva. Amri Yochel, they used to go and wish each other, Mechayeh Chayim, Yitin Lecha Chayim, Maruchim, Betoivim, Mesukonim. In other words, it's a long leben, it's a zain gesund and stark. You should have Hatzloch and everything that you do, and Arichas Yom Bishonim, etc. Now, since we spoke about Chaim, now we continue on. Es Halach Lefnei Hashem Be'artis HaChaim. Of course, that's a pasuk that we read as part of the Hallel, and this is, of course, as part of Tillim, which was composed by none other than David HaMelech. It's Om Rav Yehuda Zemokim Shvokim. This is talking about a marketplace. What does that mean, a marketplace? This is Rashi. That David HaMelech was saying this kapitel and saying this pasuk at the time that he unfortunately was thrown out of the Melucha, because of the fact that he was fighting against Avshalom and related enemies. So he wasn't in the palace, and he was constantly running from place to place. Remember, he came to Noiv Irkehanim, he had to beg Nebuch for bread.
Those are the ones who went from Shaul.
when his Avshalom was when he was.
I agree, but you agreed that there were times that David HaMelech was. Okay.
Nod and nod, right.
Good. So since he was Nod and Nod, he was saying on all of those times, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor, go and place me next to a supermarket, next to a grocery, next to a 7-Eleven, something, a Makom Shvakim, so I should be able to go and buy some food to be able to support myself and my people. Continuing the Gemara, here the Chiyav Mishnah is Chayim, B'Sholem Yosif Olach, Chiyeshonim Shal Chayim, Yeshonim Shenir Shal Chayim. What type of Lashon is this? Shnois Chayim, years of life. By definition, if a person has years, he has years of life. The tefillah that we're asking for is the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the years that I've had until now, which have not been good. Says Rashi, this is referring to Chas V'Shalom, a person who's in Oni. Everybody remembers, the Gemara says elsewhere, that there are four Chashuvim Kemes, and one of them is Oni Choshev Kemes. So therefore, the years that I've lived until now have been terrible. Give me now years of Chayim, make me rich, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I shouldn't never have to go in like a peddler, go from place to place to go and beg for food. Aleichem Ishim Ekra, another pasuk that we're going to darshan now. This pasuk is unrelated to the previous, but they're both in Mishlei. So therefore, darshan another pasuk in Mishlei. The word Ishim is very curious because Ishim means the plural of man, of Ish, and usually the plural is Anoshim. Why does it say Ishim? Therefore, Amar Brechia, Eilu Tamid Acham Shedoimim Lenoshim Ba'oisim Gevura Ka'anoshim. But the pasuk, when it says Ishim, is a plural, not of Ish, but of Isha. I know by Ish, Isha should be Noshim, but as Ish Teitu and Basing, as Ish Teitu over at Brechia, the Ishim is telling us that it's referring to Midah Chav, that their doima, they're similar to women, in which respect? Says Rashi, that they are soft, and typically they are Teshushe Koyach. Teshushe Koyach means they're usually not able-bodied, they're usually weaklings. Because Tamid Chacham, they don't do their exercise and they don't have proper hygiene, proper food and exercise. They're just learning. So in that sense, they're like Noshim. But nevertheless, listen, Gvura Kanoshim. What's the Gvura that we're talking about? Dr. Marsha, the Gvura that we have in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, Ezel Gibar HaKoivish Es Yitzray. Even though physically they are weak, they are going like mighty warriors against the Yetzer Hara. Person who wants to have the same schus, if you will, like bringing a carbon and being a nasach yayin on the mizbeach, what he should do is he should support them in the chum, give them wine. Not dafka wine, he needs to go and support them. Shnema aleichem ishim ekra. I'm calling to the ishim, these are the talmid chachamim. And Rashi says the ishim is also referring to the isha on the mizbeach, and therefore the ishim now is a plural. The one ish of the ishim is referring to the Talmid Chacham or Doim Lenashim. One ish is referring to the ishim and the Mizbeach, and therefore we're telling them, Aleichem Ishim Ekra, go and bring karbonis. You want to go and pour out wine on the Nisach HaYayin, go and support Talmid Chacham. V'yomer Brachia Nocha, a member of Reb Brachia, Emroya Odem Shetoyda Poisekes Mizare. What happens if a person sees that his children, unfortunately, are not following in his footsteps, and they are not learning Torah, and Chas V'Shalom, they might be off the derech altogether, and therefore he wants to make sure that he has children in Einiklach and Ira Einiklach, all loim de Torah, oisim and asim mitzvahs, masim Torah. You should go marry Talmud Chacham. In other words, you should take a Zivik Shiny, you should take a second wife who's the daughter of Talmud Chacham, and therefore she is used to, from her household, that her father and her brothers and her whole mishpacha is all focused on learning. And then Amir Hashem will have more children, and those children of Amir Hashem will be loyim v'toyim. Shem, like says in the pasuk, miyaskin ba'aretz sharshay. If he's getting old and he's seeing that his shoyish is already in the ground, he's eventually going to pass on. Uba'afar yom is gizoy, and unfortunately his geza, his descendants will also be buried because they're not going to learn Torah. So you know what he's got to do. Mereach mayim yafriach. Mereach mayim ein mayim ele Torah. If he wants mayim to once again blossom, the osak tzir k'moy nota, he should go and marry this bas Talmud Chacham, and then he'll be zoicha to have the mayim yafriach to bnei Torah, the Talmid Chachamim, and they'll be able to go and plant sign, they'll be able to harvest, and be able to sow and plant Torah once again. So, Poshup Shat, Yisra bas Talmud Chacham is referring to this Odom that sees that Torah is Pesekes Mizari. But others say that it's not referring to the father, but it's referring to the son. If he sees that he has sons that are not interested in learning, he should have that son marry Bas Talmid Chacham, and hopefully she'll be mashpia on him, that he should go to Shiurim and she go to listen to Talmid Chacham, he should be Koveya Sedarim, and that's how Mirtz Hashem he will be reinstalled and reinstated among the Loim Deitayim.
It's a good answer.
Okay, it should always work.
I advise, can't you?
So when the Kohen Gadol was finished, he made a Gamtze Yomtiv after Yom Kippur. It's Tanurban. Now the Gemara tells us a story, not such a beautiful story, but it's a story. It's a Torah. Mas the Kohen Gadol Echad, she also based in Mikdash. Kohen Gadol left the base of Mikdash. You can imagine there was a major entourage, everybody following the Kohen Gadol. When they eyed Shmai Vavtalian also in the crowd, Shmai Vavtalian were the Gedoyle Hador, Shavkul the day, everybody left the Kohen Gadol to accompany Shmai Vavtalian. As the boss of Shmai Vavtalian, as you can imagine, the Kohen Gadol was a little niffed. Sometime subsequently, Shmai Vavtalian went to the Kohen Gadol, and they wanted to go and say farewell. Presumably, they wanted to tell him what a great job he did in Yom Kippur, and you know, a good yard and a good winter, and everything should be well, and we'll see a sukkahs or whatever. So he told them, the Kohen Gadol said to Shmai Vavtalian in a negative connotation, "Yesun b'nei amim min lisholam, you, the sons of the Umayso Oilam." Because as we know, Shmai Vavtalian were descended from Gerim, from converts. He's saying, you, the descendants of the converts, of the other Umayso Oilam, Lashalom, you should go in peace. Now this was not considered to be flattering or complimentary. After all, Shmai Vavtalian and the Gedolei Hador, why are you going and mentioning that they happen to be the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren of converts? They responded, and they said, okay, we accept your bracha, we're going to go l'sholem. We do the uvda de aharen, that aharen, as we know, is a oyev sholem v'roidev sholem, so we're not going to make a machlaikis, we're not going to insult you, we're not going to respond, but rather we'll just say, unfortunately you, the Kohen Gadol, you should be following in the footsteps of your Zayda, just like you're talking about our Zayda, you should follow the footsteps of your Zayda, and be an Oyev Sholem V'Roy Sholem, you should have been nicer in your comments to us, but we're not going to make a protest. We're Mitzvah, I'm going to go to Sholem and follow in Aharon HaKohen's footsteps of being Oyev Sholem, even though you are not. As we know, Shmai Vavtalian in the times of the second base of Midrash, and as we know, the second base of Midrash, Kehanim, Gedoylem, many of them were not really ro'oi for the position. They only got the position because they paid money for it. So apparently this Kohen Gadol is one of those types that was not ro'oi to be Kohen Gadol, and that's why he made these unflattering remarks.
But they also shot back for the flattering too.
Okay, so they, in other words, they paid him back.
I mean...
Fine? Good?
He
stepped them out of love. Okay. Talk to Mishnah. Now we're going to go and talk about general inyanim involving the big dekohanim. Kohen Gadol mishamish b'shmoyin akelim. He wears shmoyin begodim, as we know, but hedyon only barbo and only four. What are the four? Ksoinis kafzayim or mitznefes v'avneit. Moisev olav Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol wears the same four, with the possible exception of the avneit, depending on what the material the avneit was, but he wore also an avneit. And besides those four, he also wore the choshev the eifoit, il v'tzitz, eight altogether. Says the Mishnah Be'ilu Nisholim Be'urim Betumim. With these, you can go and ask a question to Urim Betumim for a psak from the Ribbon Yishalayim. The one means Be'ilu. The Choyra, Be'ilu should be referring to the Choshen, in which you had the Urim Betumim. What's the Be'ilu Nisholim? Says Rashi, because you can only ask the Kohen Gadol if he's wearing all Shmoinim Begadim. You cannot ask him, do me a favor, I just need you for 1 minute. Put on the Choshen, I want to ask the Urim Betumim. No, no, he's got to be wearing all the Shmoinim Begadim for the Choshen to be effective. And he's not going to answer you or me. Vein Nisholim El Lamelech, a Melech who has a question, Ul Abdezin has a question, Ul Misha Tzibur Tzorach Boy Agroise Askon. But just the rank and file Jews were not able to go and be zocher to ask the Urim Betumim any questions. Turn about. Devarim Shneva Behem Sheish Chutin Kofel Shisha. Often in the Torah, when we talk about the weaving of the Big Day Kahuna, the Torah says about them that they were Sheish, and sometimes it says Sheish Marzar. and sometimes it only says the word Mojzar, and therefore each time the Torah uses these expressions, they all have a special kavanah. And the Gemara is going to go through a number of psukim. We're not going to go through everything today. We're going to stop at the bottom of the Omid, because we're only going to get up to and not including the Me'il. So we're going to focus on the Chut and Kaf Shisha. Wherever it says the word Sheish, it means that each one of the threads was six ply, and whenever it says Majzar in the Torah, it was eight ply. Me'il, that was Shneim Asa, that was 12 ply.
When you said ply, you mean thread, the threads?
Strands of the woven together.
Lahabul Alfi Abdullah, and you buy tissues, they always say it's two ply. Why is it two ply? Because they're two connected together. So here too, each chut was not just one, it was six, all threaded together as one thick thread. And Marzo means eight, and the ill they were 12.
By tzitzis also.
By tzitzis, it should be kofel shmoinen. Exactly. It should also be twisted eight times. Don't try to untwist it, because if you do, you'll find that there are eight, but then you won't be able to twist them back together.
But if you see the people who put it in the washing machine, you'll see their tzitzis, and you'll see it's already kofel shmoinen.
That's
no longer. Yeah. Shmoinen, but
not very tempting.
Anyway, Peroichus is Esen Barbo, the Peroichus that they had hanging in the Beis Mikdash, that was 24 ply. And we're going to go through it in some detail. Choshim Yeifoy, that the Kohen Gadol wore was Esen Mishmoyne, it was 28. So let's go back to the beginning. Chutin Kofel Shisha Minolan. How do I know that every strand was made out of six threads, which were spun and twisted together to make one strand? You know, the Yom HaKadosh says in the Pasuk, V'yasu HaSeksoin Sheish. The Pasuk here says the word Sheish five times. Now if you look carefully, it doesn't say it five times, it only says it four times. Kasi Sheish is one, Misnefesh Sheish is two, Pari Mikvois is Sheish is three, Mechlasi Abad Sheish is four. The Gemara says it says five times. So Rashi says the fifth time is the Bad. Mechlasi Abad Sheish Marzar. Because what is the real definition of sheish? Over here it doesn't mean six. The word sheish means made out of linen. And the word bad is also made out of linen. And the question is, why does the pasuk have to repeat it so many times? Rashi says the pasuk could have simply said, V'yasu esak soynes, v'yasa mitznefes, v'sparig migboyes, v'yasa mechnesayim, sheish, or sheish marzar. Why does it have to repeat each time? One time at the end of the pasuk, everything was made out, they're all made out of the same thing. Just say sheish at one time. So therefore, Chamisha Krei, Tzivi to tell Chad the Gufei, the kiss in the Hab. One of them, you have to tell us that it's made out of linen, because otherwise I wouldn't know what it's made out of. That's our drasha. The Torah uses the expression sheish as opposed to bad, for instance, or as opposed to pishtun, for instance. It says sheish to tell you it's kofel shisha. Six ply, six twisted in one. V'chad shi'u shizurim. Then in fact, you had to taka, shizurim means either twisted or spun together and made into one thick strap. V'chad v'shar begon. And this also refers to other begotten which it doesn't use the word sheish, shlenim vin sheish, that also the same thing applies, that all the threads that we use whenever we find the argoman telashoni in sheish, all of those references in the Torah, every of them was always a six ply strand of thread for purposes of weaving the begotten. So that was four so far, right? We had the gufei, that's one. Kofel Sheish, Kofel Sheish is two, Shizurin is three, Shar Begonim is four, Bechadi Akib is five. It's got to be done that way, otherwise it's not a kosher big dikud. Vekimor, my mash with the high Sheish Kisnahu. How do you know that Sheish means Kisna? Maybe Sheish means something else. Amr Yosi, Kisna means Pishta, means linen. Amr Yosi, Bechnina, the Amakra, bad. Dabra Oila Menakarka, bad, bad. Since the pasuk over here says bad sheish, so we see that sheish and bad are interchangeable, synonymous terms. And if you've ever seen linen growing from the ground, they grow in individual stalks. Says Rashi, not like a tree where you have branches sticking out and they're coming together and they're all like one happy family of crops and fruit growing one from the other. No, here each one is very individualistic, coming out singly. So that's the raya, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Pishtan, Kisna, Bad, Sheish, all the same term. If you ever went and shore the wool from the back of the tzoin, you would see there too that each one comes out of a separate follicle and each one is a separate piece of wool. So maybe Vad is referring to, or Chesh is referring to wool. So Zumar Amra Iftsule Miftsula. By Tzemer, you'll see that each one of the threads, as you're shearing it, it splits, in fact, into two or more. It doesn't just stay as one. In other words, if a person cuts hairs from his head, the hair, each hair is one. You don't split the hair into two. If you did, that would be called hair splitting. But that's normally not the case. The Imra, the same thing. There is Iftsule Miftsula. Each one of the threads of the initial wool, in fact, is already splitting and opening up. When you are manufacturing linen garments, you take the same thing. If you also split up each strand or each stalk of the linen, there you have to go and beat it, and you have to go and crush it, and you have to bang it a few times. Then it splits up. However, the Imra, the Tzemer, on its own, it splits up. And therefore, since the Pasuk says bad, the only one that in the growth process remains intact as singular and not splitting up, that is Kisna, that's it. From another pasuk, Pari Pishtim Yu Al Roishim Um Nichlosei Pishtim Yu Al Masneim. And since this is referring to the same pasuk that we had before, that we said before about the Pari Hamikbois Sheish, and here it says Pari Pishtim. Before we spoke about the Nichlosei Sheish, Nichlosei Habad Sheish, and here it talks about Nichlosei Pishtim. So therefore, I know that Bad and Sheish and Pishtim are one and the same. That's how we know it's there. But this pasuk in Parashat is not a pasuk in the Torah; it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Omri Rav Ashi, Hamikam Kamedos Yecheskel Man Omra. Until Yecheskel came and said Parashat, how did I know that the Bad or the Sheish in the Torah is referring to Kisna? Okay, we had the earlier pshat, but based on this new pshat, without Yecheskel, how would I know? Let me ask you a similar question. It doesn't say the fish in the Torah, but we learn it from Yecheskel. Make sure that two classes of people do not enter into the Beis Hamikdash. A person who is an Orel Lev means an Apikoyris. Orel Basel means a person unfortunately didn't have a bris. Even if the reason why he didn't have a bris is Rashi, is because Mesu Echel Machmas Mila. How do we know that these people shouldn't come to the Beis Hamikdash? Because the pasuk in Yecheskel. There's no pasuk like that in the Torah. So who said it before Yecheskel? They knew it been Masoida, they had Lach on Mishasina. They knew that that's Halach. And Yecheskel went and he codified it by incorporating it as part of the Sefer Yecheskel. They knew this halacha about that the Parei Mikbois as well as Mechnasayim Bad and Sheshes all means Pishtim. He wrote it down Befeish in the Torah. So we've gone through the first of the several in this brisa that Sheish means Kafel Shisha. Now it says Marzor means Shmoina. Now there's only one time in the Torah where it says Marzor on its own. Sheish Marzor you have several times, but Marzor on its own you only have one time. And where is that time? Well, the Gemara is going to quote now the pomegranate designs and decorations that were hanging from the bottom of the Me'il. They were made from 8-ply strands of thread. We know that. How do we know this? It's in the Pasuk. The Yasa Shuli on the Me'il, they made on the edges of the Me'il. Remind us, Chedav Agamas La Shani Marzor, and Marzor means 8. Now, where do I see that it means 8? From where? The Aleph Marzor, Marzor mi Paroiches. I have Exeter Shav. Here it says the word Marzor. And by Paroiches, it also says that it was Marzor. Mal Alon Esam Yabo. The Gav the Paroiches, it was 24. Afkan Esam Yabo. Here too, it's 24. Now, what do we mean by the Paroiches, it was 24? Because by the Paroiches, it was made out of 4 separate ingredients, 4 separate types. Materials. Oh, fabrics. Shkoyach. Me'il, we only had Tchilis Argomen Tulah Shani. There it was not only Tchilis Argomen Tulah Shani, but also there was a fourth, and that was wool. I'm sorry, that was also made out of Sheish. Tchilis Argomen Tulah Shani are all woolen. There it says by the Paroichas it was also made out of Sheish. So you had 4 altogether. And of the 4 we said already in the Brice at the top, that was 24. Paroichas Esrim Arba. Now, how do I know that the Breichas is 24? That one you're going to learn tomorrow on the Amidah. But one thing I know, that the 4 fabrics together added up to 24. Aha. So now if you divide 4 by 24, you get 6. Now there, since it says over there Marzar, and here it says Marzar, so just like over there it was 24, here too it's 24. Yeah, but over here I don't have 4 fabrics, I only have 3. I have Rimoni Tcheles, Argomet Tlashani. So I'm going to take 24, I'm going to divide it by 3, and each one is going to be 8. Kolchad Bechad, Tamni. So that's how we learn Marzar, that's 24. Here's all the 24 all together. Thank you for joining us. 3 into 24 gets you 8 each.
Tlashani isn't that wall?
That's all three of these words. Okay? That's the Gomit Lashon, each one is one. Frank Dimar Venele Mechosh V'Eifai. Mechosh V'Eifai also uses the expression Marzar. Malon Esrun Shmoina. That's what we learned in the Bryce. It was 28. Afkan Esrun Shmoina. Here also is 28. It's more done in Dovish Lenem V'Zov. He Dovish Lenem V'Zov. Afuk Chosh V'Eishoi. Shnem Ben Zohav. By the Chosh V'Eifai, in addition to the other materials, it was Zohav. Tcheles HaGomit Lashon. Yeah, Zohav. Here there's no Zohav. So we're not going to learn one thing that there's no zov. Done and beged me beged. Lafuki preiches the oilu. After all, aren't we better off learning one beged the meil from another beged the choshe meheifai? All of them are big dekuna. All big dekuna gedoyla. Rather learn from preiches oilu. That's an inanimate preiches. It's not worn. It's not a clothing item. Else is more. You're right. Done me avnate. We're going to learn from avnate. And by learning from Avnei, the Donim Begir V'Dover Shalei Nehem V'Boi Zohav, the Begir V'Dover Shalei Nehem V'Boi Zohav, the Ein Donim Dover Shein V'Boi Zohav, the Dover Shei Yesh V'Boi Zohav. By learning it from Avnei, we'll be able to go and cover both items. Avnei also had 4 meaning, and it was also Kofel Shisha, Kofel Sheish, because it was Sheish Marzar. So if it was Arba Minim times Sheish, 4 times 6 is 24. And since it says Marzar over here, and it says Marzar over here, I learn one from the other, bump! That's got to be 24 altogether. Since you have only 3 minim here, not 4, 3 into 24 gets you 8. It was 8. Now, Mary Omar, Tasenu Ksiv. Tasenu Lezeh, V'loi Li'acher. Now, where does it say the word Tasenu? It says it by the Choshen and the Eifer. Since it says Tasenu, Tasenu means Tasa Oysoi, Dafka, this one, that's a mit. Only this one should be 28. Nothing else should be 28. So, therefore, I cannot learn our case of the Rimoine Ne'il from the case of the Pareichas. I'm sorry, from the Choshev Eifoid, because Choshev Eifoid, that was Tasenu, only this one and nothing else. Ravashi Yom, I have another right. It says in Pasuk, the Osisa Ksiv. The Vushte, the word, the Osisa. So if you look at number 6, the Osisa Shulav Rimoine Tcheles Vargom and Fislah Shani Al Shulav Sov. Ah, so it says over here the Asisa, and I learned from the Asisa you call Asiyoy Shavis that all of the 3 different fabrics which were the components of the Rimoinim all had to be the same number. What I mean the same number? It's got to be all together like we have 24. 3 into 24 is 8. But you said maybe we should learn Mechoshim Yefai. That's 28. 3 into 10, 28, it doesn't come out as an even number. So hey, what should we do? Now it's lost the Asura. If all 3 were going to do 10 and 10, have the loss. It's not going to be 28, it's going to be 30. Now it trade the Tisha, V'chad Asura. Do 2 out of 9, it'll be 2 times 9, it's 18, together with another 10, is 28. Omakrova sees the Shiu called the Sers of Shavuos. So therefore it's impossible. That's why we're learning the Remoine Ne'il. Not from the Choshen, the Eifoid, but we're going to learn it from the Paroiches, just like that was 24, here's all to 24, and if I see from this that the word Marzar on its own means 8. Tomorrow we're going to continue talking about the Mil itself, not the Remoinim, but the Mil itself, which name Marzar. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zizaki Ben Zizaki.